You're listening to the Kelly to the Core podcast. Let's peel the apple and get to the good stuff with your host, Kelly Willenberg.
What is the role of the coordinator in clinical trial billing compliance? Does it matter if your coordinator understands billing compliance? I would say in most, if not all instances, a coordinator can matter. They can help you to understand how the study is going. They can help to guide what is ordered for a clinical trial based on the study calendar and the coverage analysis. And they can help you stay compliant in billing compliance. But how do you get there? How do you get a coordinator up to speed, so to speak, so they understand their role in billing compliance? Well, first of all, a study coordinator needs to understand that compliance is the overlay of everything you do, and that they need to understand what the process is, because when the unexpected occurs, then they're ready to handle it or to pause and ask questions. They can be the person that can guide what's going on with the patient in regards to clinical trial billing. Your coordinators help you with communication of all study information, including coverage analysis, items and services that are paid for by the sponsor. Helps to ensure that there's clarity among all the documents, and that when they're consenting the patient, they're actually consenting the patient so that it matches up with the coverage analysis. They can help the coordination of study information, especially if you're dealing with outside practices, or you are a practice and you're dealing with an outside institution or more than one institution or site. They're the person that can take all of the fragmented billing information and pull it into the piece that is important for the patient once they sign the consent form. In many instances, the coordinator is actually responsible for some of the items in driving to a solid coverage analysis. Some are involved in the coverage analysis process. There are coordinators across the country that do a coverage analysis. There are coordinators that give feedback on coverage analysis to ensure that everyone is on the same page. They are the driving force for what's going on with most trials. And in some instances, they do help to keep the study on track for what is supposed to be billed, supposed to be ordered, and they usually are the ones driving and inputting data and information into a clinical trial management system, such as Encore or Clinical Conductor or Velos, and they are the one that is actually flagging patients in many instances in an EMR, such as Epic, Cerner, Athena, Aria, Mosaic, any type of EMR where the patients are identified in some manner as a clinical trial subject. Now, this doesn't take or negate the role of the investigator, because they are essentially responsible for everything in the trial. But a coordinator is important in the role. They are helping to coordinate valuable information to the clinical team and to the business team. This is a clinical trial process that you must be doing good clinical practice and good business practice in order to be able to be reimbursed for what you should be reimbursed for with any clinical trial. Pre-study, they should be the one that is asking questions such as, are we ready? Do I have an IRB approved consent? Have I had my onboarding or my kickoff meeting so I know what is in the consent and how it correlates to the budget and contract and coverage analysis? They should understand the Medicare Advantage rules and that patients should be consented if they are going on to a drug trial regarding Medicare Advantage coverage and how their bill will revert to regular Medicare. They also should ensure that the patient understands that they are responsible for copayments and deductibles. Remember, that patient needs to understand what their responsibility is financially. And if there's an audit And we're involved, we're looking at the consent as kind of the driving document. And if you tell the patient something in a consent form, you need to be following that with how you treat the patient in regards to billing. We see coordinators today that are responsible for assisting in screening and evaluation of coverage or benefit plans within a patient's insurance or commercial plan, or what type of Medicare Advantage plan they have. They're the ones who help with ensuring that there's documentation in the medical record when there is going to be a claim process and an item or service is a routine cost in a qualifying trial, a routine cost that is an approved device study, or it's a conventional care item that Medicare would have covered minus the trial for the time point and the disease that the patient is receiving. Coordinators are nurse navigators. They're registered nurses. Sometimes they're non-nurses, but they are the person that is sometimes the only person that is communicating with a patient in a way that the patient can understand what is going to happen to them during the trial. Coordinators are often involved in reimbursement issues, denials, patients' complaints, the things that can upset a patient to where they might withdraw from a study, or they might not be compliant with their protocol items and services because they are confused or they're frustrated. How do you train your coordinators today? Are you ensuring that coordinators understand coverage analysis and that the items and services that are allowed to be billed are considered routine cost in a qualifying trial, if it's a drug trial? How do you ensure that they understand that the device study is either an approved category A or B? And if the patient is going on to a randomized placebo-controlled trial where there's different arms, it's important for everyone in the billing office to understand what arm the patient is actually on for billing purposes. Coordinators today are doing more than they've ever done before. When I was a coordinator many years ago, my only job was to take care of the patient. Today, coordinators are not only taking care of patients, they're taking care of families, they're taking care of billing issues, they're taking care of reimbursement problems, they're taking care of denials, they're answering patients on their financial care and what they have in their form of non-coverage. If they are an indigent patient, they sometimes are asking questions as to when that, where they can get help. Coordinators today must be trained. And in order for your coordinator to be trained, you need to understand that training starts when they come in the door, and it starts as they work through the process of putting patients on every single clinical trial. You've been listening to Kelly to the Core. I'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Kelly to the Core podcast. Subscribe to the show with your favorite podcast player directly or through our website, kellytothecore.com.